Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 17th of April, and I'm recording at 10:19 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, the headquarters of this service being in the United Kingdom, we follow UK dates in terms of holidays. And tomorrow, I think many Western economies and markets are closed. And did I say economies closed? Markets, definitely. And because it's Good Friday as part of the Easter weekend, and then on Monday, it is also the in the UK, the Easter holiday. So, our comment of the day in the audio will not appear on Friday or on Monday, but full service returns on Tuesday. The chart library, as you know, never takes holidays, never sleeps, so you'll be able to monitor your portfolio and anything else of interest over the weekend, should you wish to. Now, what's going on here in terms of the actual markets? Well, looking first at stock markets and taking the Asia Pacific section, most were a little higher. China was mixed. And the star, though, by far, was India, which was up 1.58% for the Sensex index, and that's a good upward dynamic, and it is more than made up for the decline that we saw yesterday. Now, India, I think, had retreated for the last 4 days from its high until today, and has regained a good chunk of that actual decline. And it's favorable action. And of course, it did that against background of, well, there were an awful lot of reports coming out. I guess the press likes this sort of thing, trying to make their Indian election a little bit closer. But talking about they're citing the attacks on Narendra Modi, which shows you how frightened they are of him. Not because of the man himself, I think, in the overwhelming number of cases, but because it means that a good, strong victory there would push the other parties into minor positions. And I think that's what India needs. It needs good, strong leadership, and so does the market think that, judging from the strong performance that we're seeing from the India stock market, and about time too. Governance is everything, and it's about to change in India. Now, let's look at the other markets. European markets were mostly higher. The only exception that I can see was OMX, that's Sweden, but it's a very tiny decline, less than a tenth of a percent. Moderate gains, but again, DAX up nearly 1%. So that's pretty good overall. DAX has been ranging, I think, for really, it's really all year. It started in December. And that does represent a rather large trading range after what has been quite a good move in the last few years. So loss of upside momentum? Possibly. Now, what about Wall Street? Wall Street's been in a rally phase after the big sell-off that we saw last week. And the Dow couldn't quite manage it again today. It's regained two-thirds of its move to the downside, maybe three-quarters. Between two-thirds and three-quarters of the move to the downside closed down a tenth of a percent in here today. The S&P has also regained two-thirds of its of its decline, and was up just a fraction here today, just a 2.5 points on the S&P index, taking it to 1864 and change. The Nasdaq and also the Russell 2000. Now, those are more tech-weighted, and they didn't do Well, they had up just under a quarter of a percentage point, but they've only regained over the last 4 days, I believe, about well, at best a third, between a quarter to a third of their declines from the highs. And that move suggests to me that, well, they're bouncing off the 200-day moving averages, and that NASDAQ composite index that's had that important level at around the 4,000 region. It's currently at 4,095, so it's not much above that. And I think that while some steadying, some short covering, a little bit of maybe buying near the MA is understandable. Same with the biotech index. Look at the NASDAQ biotech index. Well, actually, I'll be producing a chart of it here today. You'll see it. But that again, they were so overextended on the upside, and particularly the biotech index fell back so sharply that you could see it getting a bit of a technical rally in here. But I think I think these tech indices have peaked here for at least the medium term, and we may well see a further corrective phase because valuations are still fairly high overall. Now, elsewhere, we had Canada a little firmer, about a third of a percent. Mexico a bit better at just over 1%, and Brazil resources market firming up again, 1.78%. Excuse me. So that's a decent gain, best gain in America, as it looks like. And government bonds. This was interesting. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, which had been just hovering near that 2.6 level, remember, for what is it, 3.5 months? It's been in this range mostly between 2.6 and 2.8. Well, it jumped upwards, had a bit of an upward dynamic today, up to 2.72%. Now, I looked at Bloomberg just to see what they attributed that to, and they put it down to the Russian situation. Well, I'm not sure about that at all. I would say it's probably has more to do with a further assessment of Fed Chair Janet Yellen's comments yesterday, and just the message, certainly my feeling is that, she's going to keep those interest rates low because she's looking at the Fed's employment mandate, which is to as close to full employment as you can actually get. But we know that that's bumping up against the technological revolution. Some people call it this third industrial revolution with smart machines replacing people. And so I'm convinced that we'll see inflation pressures push upwards before we get to anything that people would regard as a robust employment situation in the USA and most other developed economies. Now, and that doesn't mean the economies won't be growing, they will, but they won't be hiring or creating jobs as quickly as in the past. And I think that that's my theory here in terms of why we saw that move upwards. But it's still within the range, and it's would be the first interest sign that bond markets were beginning maybe a little bit nervous would be if we saw a sustained break above 2.8, but the big one, as you know, is that 3% level. I'd be surprised if that happened soon, but markets, who knows? Markets are full of surprises. Now, other bond markets, yields also pushed up, at least in Europe, here today. And US dollar. Dollar index for slightly steadier, 79.85. before, but we haven't seen anything approaching an upward dynamic off this 79 low range. Why is that taking place? Might that be related to possibly the Russian situation? Probably not, but it may in future at some point. But it would be speculative of me to assume that that was the influence in here today. What we do see, though, is that in terms of commodity prices, we've had steady rallies here, really, for the better part of a month in both Brent crude and also WTI crude. And the WTI had the bigger move here today. It's up at 104.59. I think that's testing early March high, 104.59. And I think that definitely reflects the tensions that we see with Vladimir Putin's aggression against the Ukraine. I would also attribute it to, of course, that you would have some hedge buying in there on the part of investors just in case that situation really blows up, which it could too easily, but hopefully does not. The best check on Russia, I think it'd be would be the sanctions, and the U.S. is in by far the strongest position to actually do that. But it's not a good situation, needless to say, and it's something that the markets have not paid much attention to. But I think that these markets, crude oil, is paying attention to that. And we also saw an upward dynamic in natural gas here today. And that closed at 104.59, so breaking up out of a little range. Again, I would not be at all surprised if that wasn't related to the political tensions that I was mentioning just a moment ago. And metals, so well, a softer or a more indifferent picture there. In the industrial metals, I think most were lower, although copper, which has been one of the weaker ones, was a bit firmer. Nickel's the strongest, has the strongest pattern due to supply cuts from Indonesia. Now, silver was hovering a few cents lower pretty much all day, but in the after hours here, it's pushed up a little bit at 1965. And gold also lower, down $8.50 as I speak. It's at $12.94. Now, my feeling really is that we need to see a fairly firm rally here, or put it this way, we certainly don't want to see any further weakness. But well, on top of that, also, we need to see a better rally to reaffirm the lows that we saw last year, to reaffirm that those are really quite important lows. Conversely, that if we get drifting in here, let alone any further downward dynamics as we saw earlier this week, that would be a warning that those lows are going to be challenged once again. And if they're challenged, I think they will be. They would be taken out. In other words, we'd get another step down by the precious metals. Excuse me. And anything else to mention here? Precious metals. So, palladium, which has been the standout, it was down a little bit here today. It's currently at $796. Platinum was weaker, down $22, 1415. 1415. Silver I just gave you, that's currently up slightly at 1965. And the say that gold easier. Okay. Well, I don't know if, well, I think a number of you certainly will be taking a little bit more time off given the Easter holidays, and whatever you're doing, all the very best, and I will be back on Tuesday.